everyone, and welcome to this episode of the AfriNuke podcast. I hope you have been doing okay, and I just want to bring you something very important. If you remember in the episodes before this, I talked about why you should not become a nuclear engineer in Africa. Well, to make it more complete and rounded, this is another episode to tell you why you should be a nuclear engineer in Africa. If you're interested, join me as we explore just five of them. There are a bit more, but I'll just tell you five reasons why you should be a nuclear engineer in Africa. Join me as I ride and talk about these five few points, and I hope it will enthuse you and attract you. Once again, my name is Mpazo Jeremiah, and I'm talking to you today on the five reasons why you should be a nuclear engineer in Africa. Number one, if you are looking for ways to apply your technical side, when I mean technical, when I say technical, I mean you are very good in hard sciences, mathematics, physics, chemistry, and what have you. Some of you in high school, perhaps further maths is like a piece of cake to you. Welcome to the nuclear engineering world. You will have a lot of ways to apply your technical knowledge. And technical, I mean hard sciences. It's a very good place where you will find very immense and perhaps very, very useful application of mathematics and the sciences. And you'll be contributing to a very small core, okay? The critical mass of people who make it happen. When you imagine what happens when a nuclear reaction takes place, and then you control it with mathematical formula and formulations, if that's the word. Welcome to the nuclear engineering world, where you will see this happening for real. Number two, you are going to be contributing to a cleaner Africa. You should become a nuclear engineer in Africa, or a nuclear engineer in Africa, if you want to contribute to a cleaner Africa. Nuclear energy is a clean, low carbon energy source, just like renewables, like solar, wind, tidal, hydro, and the rest of them. Nuclear energy is a more energy dense form of clean energy. So even though Africa did not contribute much to the global carbon burden, by becoming a nuclear engineer, you are actually adding to the clean energy sources, or adding to enabling the clean energy source in Africa, and also by extension globally. So, do you find it very interesting? Well, let's go to the third one. Another reason why you should become a nuclear engineer in Africa: if you are looking to become a part of a very small, close-knit community, where if you move one inch, or you cough, everybody around you will know, then welcome to the nuclear engineering field. It's a very small community of people who have a common understanding of what nuclear energy means. So nuclear engineers in Africa are not that much. So if you are becoming a nuclear engineer, you are coming into a very small community of people with a common understanding of how atoms behave. So, welcome to becoming a nuclear engineer in Africa. The third reason why you should become a nuclear engineer in Africa, I'm going to wrap it up very quickly. Is this the third or the fourth? Okay, yeah. The fourth reason, why you should become a nuclear engineer in Africa. You will have to exercise patience, okay? It will provide you an avenue to exercise your patience to the greatest level. You will develop an intense attention to detail. You know the difference between creating a destructive mechanism or device is not that much from what you do to providing a useful device. Okay, so to become a nuclear engineer, you will be testing and improving your level of patience. Okay, to become a nuclear engineer in Africa is very beneficial because you will be part of people who provide solutions and at the same time solve the human side of being very, very patient and attentive to details. So if you want to improve or grow your attention to details, your level of attention to details, then welcome to becoming a nuclear engineer in Africa. This is the fourth reason. I'm going to go to the last one and give you an extra one. Perhaps you will want to add one more reason in the comment section. Let me give it to you before I finish pedaling my bike. The number five and last reason on this episode why you should become a nuclear engineer in Africa. Can you guess? I will refer you to check the career page of indeed.com or some recruiting websites, Glassdoor and the rest of them. Check the salary range of the various engineering field. Nuclear engineering tops all of them. A nuclear engineer earns very, 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 very high. And if you are looking to be part of this small, close-knit community who earns quite well above average salary in the engineering field, then welcome to becoming a nuclear engineer. I hope you are not coming in to just earn the money, but to contribute more. But even if that's the reason why you are coming, you will be very much satisfied with the pay you are going to be getting. Although there is no nuclear power plant functioning apart from in South Africa, when they come on, which will not be in the distant future, very, 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 very soon, you will find yourself being in the top 1% of the highest salary earners in sub-Saharan Africa in the engineering category. Last but not the least, I would want to say this is the bonus reason why you should be a nuclear engineer in Africa. The last but not the least reason is that nuclear engineers in Africa are risk takers. Okay? You are taking calculated risk. And what do you know about risk takers? They actually make a lot of money. Okay? The financial people will be looking for you. The people in the engineering field will be looking for you. And you will just be in the best of both worlds. So, tell me why you should not become a nuclear engineer in Africa. And I'll give you these 5 reasons to convince and not confuse you that you should be a nuclear engineer in Africa. Okay, let me ride to my destination and catch you in the next one. Bye-bye.